So it was Assemblymember Bob Petrusky, naturally, a former high school teacher and basketball coach, who put the ball in play for Search's CEO Chuck Clement.
I don't know how to delicately put this, but it's been brought to my attention over and over again, and I think I know the answer, but in timeliness of service, is ethnicity a factor?
No, I think, you know, when someone calls to make an appointment, you know, when I call to make an appointment, it's just the person on the end of the line.
If we're in a triage or an emergency situation?
No. If you walk into the ER, you are going to get seen, you know, based on the level of care that you need.
Search Medical Director Dave Vastola agreed. It's simply not an issue, he said. Our patients are colorless.
I wish that we could say that more clearly, but that's about as clearly as it can be said. So I hope that the people who keep asking me that question have gotten a solid answer from that.
There is a rare exception, however. Vastola said that occasionally a visiting specialist from the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage is required by the mission of the ANMC to prioritize Alaska Native patients. Vastola said that Search has remedied that circumstance by hiring independent contractors for many specialties like neurology. But Vastola also had this observation. Concerns over the ethnic divide at Search go both ways.
I will tell you on the flip side, since we've covered some history here, I've had the opposite question come to me from our beneficiary population, where some of the communities where we started seeing non-natives, and the rural communities typically had the clinic was kind of a social place. People would go, they get seen. They really didn't necessarily have appointments. Well, we started getting patients in who had appointments, and they'd come in, be their appointment time, and they would get seen. And it would be, hey, why'd that person go in front of me? It's like, that person went in front of you because they had an appointment and you didn't. And that's the way the scheduling rules work. And it's the same set of rules for every patient, whether it's scheduling a routine appointment or receiving emergency care. We treat everybody the same.
Patient access was one of the major unresolved questions during Search's and Sitka Community Hospital's efforts to create a joint venture last year. Another was Native preference in hiring. Mayor Matt Hunter said people frequently expressed concern to him about it. Clement, however, has never been anything but straightforward about the issue. Native preference is the policy.
We anticipate under any scenario that we move forward, that we will continue to provide the same hiring practice that we currently provide, which is we are committed to being the employer choice and hiring the most qualified candidate for any position. In the event that two candidates are equally qualified, we are legally required to give preference to the Native candidate.
Another widespread assertion is that Search is not good to its employees. Assemblymember Kevin Knox asked Clement if there were objective measurements of employee satisfaction at Search. And Clement responded that turnover and tenure were the most objective tools he had available in the occasional survey of employee engagement. Member Stephen Eisenbeiss wasn't quite satisfied.
But I never did hear the answer. Do you feel that your employees are happy?
Dr. Dave Vastola, who's been at Search over 20 years, was candid.
Well, like most things, waxes and wanes. And, I've certainly seen times when the employee workforce as a whole seemed happier than others.
Vastola felt that Search took pains to measure employee satisfaction at the department level and engage the workforce and address the things at the top of the list that made them most unhappy. And then there's the hospital property itself. Search is offering to purchase the assets of the hospital and lease the land it sits on for 5 years at $600,000 per year. What then? Asked Member Eisenbeiss. Clement wasn't sure.
The real estate is not our primary interest in any potential deal. And I think if it would be a conversation, and maybe that is, Mr. Hunter pointed out, maybe that's something for a future conversation. I think, if the city felt like it was of value to the city, we would be open to just walking away from that. If the city felt like it was a liability, I think we can come to some understanding about how to repurpose it. I think it's, I think the sky's the limit.
Clement took over as CEO of Search 5 years ago. He told the assembly that just one quarter into his first year, the organization was already $7 million underwater, and he took out a loan on his first day of work just to make payroll. Salvaging the search budget required some severe measures, and many in Sitka remember that important programs, such as the inpatient behavioral health clinic and an air ambulance service, were shut down. But it wasn't half the staff.
And it was nowhere near 50%, but there were real layoffs. And I can tell you to this day, it is something that affects me as a person.
The Sitka Assembly will take a month to consider Search's offer. Sometime later this summer, in July or August, they'll hear a counterproposal for sustainability by Sitka Community Hospital. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.